might have to cross over to the next street.
Neighbors say for the past 10 years or so, employees and visitors of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus have been invading their neighborhoods to grab parking spaces rather than use paid lots closer to the campus. Harry Greer spoke of his own personal frustrations while running simple errands.
In the wintertime, I live at 224. And been many of days, I come out in the morning taking my wife to work. I couldn't even get out of my driveway on both sides of the street, even on the opposite side where there's no park.
Neighbors are calling for a residential parking permit system that would assure them parking near their homes. Among those expressing support for the residents is Buffalo Common Council President Darius Pridgen.
The council unanimously passed a resolution in our last session to ask the administration, parking division, strategic planning, and any other department in the city to come together to look at alternative ways to relieve, in the meantime, the parking situation in this area.
Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes and State Senator Tim Kennedy have proposed legislation in Albany that would change traffic laws to allow such a system. It's been stalled in the Senate. CSEA, the union representing many medical campus workers, opposes the resident permit system. Neighbors fear that unless the system is implemented, the parking situation will only get worse in the future when the campus expands to add entities such as the new Children's Hospital. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.